This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The measles hysteria that's sweeping across America today, pushed by the fake news propaganda, is, of course, a medical false flag operation. The narrative behind it, the photos, NBC News, in a recent broadcast, they used a photo that was faked. They took a stock photo of a baby being held by a doctor, and we've shown this in photos on Natural News. You can check it out there. And then they photoshopped measles splotches onto the baby, and then used that photoshopped image in their broadcast because, of course, they couldn't find a real baby with measles, so they had to fake it. That's how fake the whole thing is. The narrative is fake. The photos are fake. The science is all faked. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't people with measles. There are. But they are, well, there's two groups of people. Number one, it's migrants and illegal aliens who are bringing in the measles and other infectious diseases, such as tuberculosis, from other countries. It's the open borders policy, where these people are being released into America without having any kind of a health screening whatsoever. So infectious diseases are being imported into America and then deposited in cities across America, like Tucson, where a lot of illegals were recently dumped. Tucson, Arizona, and other countries all across the United States. So this is a deliberate campaign to implant infected migrants in various cities across America in order to cause outbreaks. This is a biological weapons assault on America combined with a migrant invasion that's designed to overthrow the American people in the next election. Because, of course, migrants or illegals who are not citizens are always given the right to vote by liberals. And that's the whole point of bringing them in, is to outvote the actual American citizens, the actual taxpayers in America. So that's part of it. But the other part is that even according to the mainstream media, this is Associated Press, 10% of those who are infected with measles currently in America are people who were already vaccinated against measles. So wait a second. I thought you told us that vaccines are bulletproof against the measles, that vaccines always stop the measles. But they're telling us that 10% of the, 600 or so who are infected are, in fact, people who were previously vaccinated against the measles. So that's telling us that not only does the vaccine not work, but also that those who are vaccinated against the measles are, in fact, people spreading the measles right now. And that herd immunity is nonsense. So now they're pushing for, they're saying that, adults maybe need to go back and get two more measles shots, not one, but two. Now, in doing that, in pushing that, they're admitting that the previous measles shots don't work. But they've been telling us for all these decades that the way vaccines work is that once you're exposed to the viral strain, that you have lifetime immunity, right? They say, once you get a chickenpox vaccine, you'll never get chickenpox. Once you get a mumps vaccine, you'll never have mumps. Once you get a measles vaccine, you'll never get the measles. This is what they've been telling us. Turns out it's all complete bunk. Quack science, medical nonsense. That's what it is. And now they admit it in their articles, but they hope that you don't notice. Guess who isn't getting the measles right now? People who were naturally exposed, who overcame the measles. Their bodies actually had natural immunity. Guess who's not getting the chicken pox right now? People who were naturally exposed to the chicken pox. Perhaps you. I remember getting the chicken pox when I was a kid. Got the chicken pox. Yeah, they were really itchy. You know, little red dots on your body. Itchy red dots, whatever. Lasts a few days, it's over. Never had chicken pox again. But if you're not exposed to the real chicken pox or the real measles, and you get a vaccine, the vaccine is weaker than the real exposure. And so the vaccine doesn't work long-term. And they're admitting this now and saying, adults need to go back and get more vaccines. So they're saying that their vaccines wear off, which means that their entire, all the promises of the vaccine science are lies. Everything they've been telling you is a lie. Because according to vaccine science and immunology, the vaccines aren't supposed to wear out, supposed to be lifetime immunity. So they're admitting that the vaccines are faulty, that people who are getting infected are those who were previously vaccinated, and that now you're going to have to go back and get revaccinated, even if you were vaccinated before. In other words, it's all a giant scam just to sell more vaccines to more people. If you really want to stop the measles, just have natural exposure. You'll have widespread immunity that's stronger than any kind of a vaccine immunity, which is a weaker kind of immunity. I mean, the best way to prevent measles from spreading through the population is to let people have natural exposure with strong immune systems where they have vitamin D supplementation and they have good nutrition so that they are not going to be killed by the measles. Almost nobody dies from it. It's almost never fatal. No one's died from it for years in America. I don't know how many years it's been. But they're acting hysterical, like measles is the worst thing ever in the world. Well, guess what? More people die every year from diarrhea than die from the measles. You don't hear the media out there screaming about a diarrhea pandemic. Oh my God, everybody's dying from diarrhea. You don't hear that. You know why? Because there's not a diarrhea vaccine. That's why. Although I'm sure now that I've mentioned it, they'll try to come up with that so they can sell it to people. Did you know that 24,000 people die every year just from taking over-the-counter, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen? Yeah. Did you know that thousands of people die every year from liver damage caused by taking acetaminophen combined with alcohol? It's probably 10,000 people a year. Where's the media hysteria on 10,000 people a year dying from taking Tylenol? Where's the media hysteria on 24,000 people dying a year from taking ibuprofen? How about the 100,000 plus Americans that are killed each year by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals? There's no mention of that. No, you're supposed to panic over measles that has killed no one. You're supposed to run out and get more vaccine shots, even when the promises of the original vaccine have collapsed. They admit the vaccines don't work, but you're supposed to do what you're told. Be an obedient medical sheeple. Go out and buy more vaccines. Support the vaccine industry. Otherwise, you're an anti-vaxxer. And you can bet that all these vaccine pushers are sitting around praying and hoping that a child dies from the measles so they can scream and blame the anti-vaxxers. Look, you killed a child. They'll probably have to fake it, a dead child. Just like they're faking the child with the measles. They'll have a faked video of a dead child that was probably like shot or run over by an illegal immigrant who's driving without a driver's license, but they'll say, oh, it's killed by the measles. Because they always have to fake these things because reality isn't what they tell you. So they're faking everything. I wouldn't be surprised if they fake a bunch of deaths of children and blame it on measles and then Photoshop all the photos and the videos and everything. Just like in Syria, you know, when they're faking all the gas attacks and everything so they could launch cruise missiles. It's all faked, folks. The reality that, I should say, the fake reality that is portrayed through the media, it's a prison for your mind. All of it's disinfo. None of it has anything to do with the real world. You are captive inside a mental construct that the media pushes on you, and everything that you think you know is probably wrong. It's probably false. You think that measles vaccine stopped the measles. Well, they just admitted that, you know, 10% of those who have the measles now are people who were previously vaccinated. So there goes that myth. They just hope that you don't think through this. They hope that you just do what you're told. Obey. Take the shots you're told to take. Stop talking about the dangers of vaccines. You must be an obedient sheeple full of vaccine injections. Only then will you be allowed to speak on social media. So if you want to know the truth, read my website, naturalnews.com. And I've also got a site called vaccines.news. Vaccines.news. Check it out. You want the truth about vaccines? I haven't been vaccinated in decades. Do I have the measles? No. Do I have the chicken pox? Nope. Do I have any infectious disease? Tuberculosis? HIV? Hep C? Nope. None of the above. Why is that? Oh, you mean because I lead a healthy lifestyle? And I don't go run around with the LGBT anal cancer crowd? Oh, amazing how you don't get anal cancer when you don't penetrate someone's anus. That's amazing how that works. Just don't touch other diseases and you won't contract them. Isn't that amazing how that works? They say doctors wash your hands, but they won't tell the LGBT community to stop penetrating each other's anuses because, oh, it's politically incorrect. Amazing. They don't care about infectious disease. They don't care about measles. They don't care about anal cancer and the HIV in the LGBT community. All they care about is you being an obedient sheeple doing what you're told. No matter what narrative it takes, no matter how many videos and photos they have to fake, the demand is that you do what you're told. Think about that. Listen to my podcast. I've got a lot more for you at healthrangerreport.com or brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative video site for free speech. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.